USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed the nation's toughest abortion restrictions into law, a measure that bans virtually all abortions and would penalize those who perform them. State Senate Republican Clyde Chambliss.
This was designed to go to the Supreme Court and challenge that particular precedence that said in 1973 that abortion is illegal on demand, essentially anytime, anywhere, for any reason.
Canada's foreign minister said ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement would be very problematic as long as U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum remain in place. The U.S. Treasury Secretary said progress is being made toward lifting the tariffs. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 116 points, the S&P was up 16, and the Nasdaq gained 88. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new immigration plan will be unveiled by President Trump. The proposal reportedly scales back the system of family-based immigration, according to what senior White House officials told the New York Times. Instead, the new proposal calls for increasing the educational and skills requirements for people wanting to migrate to the U.S. A memorial service was held for 18-year-old Kendrick Castillo, who was killed trying to stop gunfire at his Colorado school. His father, John, says he always knew his son was a hero.
You know, we all grew up as children, and we're all filled up with the good stuff. What you choose to do with it, it's really up to you.
The U.S. suspended flights from Venezuela. The order came from the Transportation Secretary and the Acting Secretary of Homeland Security. It said that all passenger and cargo flights between the U.S. and Venezuela were banned. The order also included foreign carriers. They say it's unsafe at this time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Officials at the National Transportation Safety Board estimate it'll be several days before they can determine the cause of a deadly collision of two float planes in Alaska that claimed six lives. John Clemens reports.
One of the sightseeing planes was traveling southwest inbound to Ketchikan at 149 miles an hour, with the other traveling at 125 miles per hour, also inbound to Ketchikan. Jennifer Homendy is a board member of the NTSB.
I expect investigators will be on scene between about 5 to 7 days. We will not be determining the probable cause of the accident in that time frame.
I'm John Clemens.
Three familiar tuna brands are facing allegations. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
New lawsuits alleging the top three tuna brands are deceiving consumers into believing their tuna is caught only through dolphin-safe fishing methods. The proposed class actions filed on Monday claim that Starkist, Bumblebee, and Chicken of the Sea use fishing techniques that do kill or harm dolphins, and they don't always employ the safer methods used by companies like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. They say it makes the company's dolphin-safe labels false and misleading, violating the laws of several states. Bumblebee and Chicken of the Sea with no immediate comment. Starkist says it doesn't discuss pending litigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.